Exclusive. Mo Brooks, GOP must expose egregious and radical socialist Democrat policies. By Hannah Blow on March 2, 2021. Representative Mo Brooks, RL, who told Breitbart News that he is very much considering a Senate bid for outgoing Senator Richard Shelby's RL seat, said Republicans need to ensure that the American people are aware of how egregious and how radical the socialist Democrat policies are. A tactic he believes will lead to a Republican landslide in the House and Senate in 2022. We just need to highlight what the socialist Democrats are doing in the House and in the Senate and in the White House, Brooks told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview Tuesday. Look at your gasoline prices and how much they've gone up since Joe Biden became president. Look at Joe Biden wanting to cut off a secure energy source by canceling Keystone Pipeline. You know, Canada is a long-term ally. Canada is willing to sell their oil to us. That sure does seem like a much better deal than trying to import it all the way from Middle East, where the supply line is tenuous at best, and where some of the sellers of that oil are not our allies. Canada is a long-term ally, he said, predicting that energy prices will go up due to Biden's decisions. I think the public's going to figure out they made a bad decision when they elected Joe Biden, he said, listing off the Equality Act, another radical leftist measure wholly embraced by Democrats. Look at what Joe Biden and the Democrats want to do with men pretending to be women in order to compete and win in women's sports. In order to take playing time from women, in order to take scholarships from women. This is ludicrous, he said. The Equality Act passed in the House last week, earning no support from Republicans. Brooks also highlighted one of the dozens of executive orders signed by Biden in his first weeks in office wherein men who pretend to be women can compete in athletic events that are designed for females. That action, the congressman said, effectively undercuts all the gains females had made under Title IX, a statute that was passed many decades ago that promotes women athletic activities. So we just need to make sure the American people understand that. I mean, go down the list of what the socialist Democrats are doing, he said, mentioning their pursuit of H.R. 1, or what he dubbed the Socialist Democrat Election Fraud Enhancement Act. We need to highlight the things that the socialist Democrats stand for. And I believe they're repugnant to the vast majority of the American citizenry. And as such, 2022 ought to be a landslide year for Republicans in the House and in the Senate. And hopefully, that will carry over to 2024, our next presidential cycle, Brooks told Breitbart News. We just need to let the Democrats do what they're doing, publicize what they're doing, fight it, and defeat it when we can. And make sure the public understands how egregious and how radical the socialist Democrat policies are, he continued. Former President Donald Trump, he added, remains popular among the GOP base because he believes in the foundational principles that made America the greatest nation in the history of the world. No Reno, weak kneed Republican or socialist Democrat can match that, he concluded. Brooks also confirmed to Breitbart News that he is actively considering a bid for U.S. Senate, citing polls that suggest that the Alabama voters strongly prefer Mo Brooks over any other potential candidate for the position. However, he said it is a tough decision to make. Do I run for re-election in the House of Representatives where history suggests I've got a pretty strong probability of getting re-elected? Or do I strongly consider the wishes of a significant number of Alabama citizens, give up that House seat, and run for the United States Senate? He asked. I'll probably make a decision sometime in March, perhaps April, and I'll be announcing that decision, whether I'm going to run for re-election in the House or run for the Senate, during that next 6 to 8 week time frame, he added.